EA Sports. It's in the game.
Jesus okay. Christ.
Welcome back to the podcast.
What?
Was that the start of the podcast?
Yes.
Is that how we're starting it? Okay, damn. Didn't know we
Have you taken started. Anything yet, Cameron?
No, I haven't. I'm not taking anything.
Sure.
So, welcome back. It's been a while, and we have some special stuff because... Jesus Christ, Donovan already took a shot of some Jackie Dan Dan.
I didn't take a shot. I
You're just sipping?
Sip. Jackie D.
You're just...
Not simping. He's sipping.
No simping allowed. Simping. Okay.
This is a no
Speaking
simp
of zone. Simps, hey, how you doing, Jason?
Oh, me!
You should not have said
I'm
that.
I'm sorry. I know you're already ramped up.
You should not have said that.
So, Jason, what's going on with you?
Fucking... trash.
What happened with Xbox? You had problems with Xbox.
Yeah. So I came upstairs after getting my $45 fucking meal from Wingstop, and I try to go turn it on. It's just like, nah, I'm just not gonna turn it on. So it's like, all right, whatever. I'll just fuck with the wires a little bit, like see if something's gonna work. And every time I turn it on, it turns up 15 seconds, makes a bitch whine noise, and then turns back off.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man.
So you thought you bricked your Xbox. You called Xbox. What happened?
They were like, yeah, you're probably going to need a new console unless you, like, fucking, I don't even, my brain was just so fucking
riled up. Did you
have a
warranty or something?
Yeah, I don't even know. It was a Christmas gift, like, 5 years ago.
Well, you know what you should... What you should do is like, well, the new Xbox Series X is coming around. Do you think you could hook me up with that?
Cameron, can I have your keys to your car? Because I forgot my snacks.
Oh my God, are you fucking kidding me?
I am not.
I think his edible's kicking in because...
A little bit.
Because at first it was like, we'll get it after the podcast. And I was like, I need it now. Okay. But that's no problem. But, yeah.
Jeez, I feel really bad for... Jason always gets like...
The shit end of the stick?
He gets like... Like, I complain sometimes because my shit breaks just on a constant basis. But when his shit breaks, it fucking entirely just, like, that sucks, honestly.
That shit's broken.
Sorry.
But isn't this effect cool, though? Like,
oh, my God, you're...
E-A.
God damn, that's loud. Got $3 earbuds directly in my ear canal.
I am God. I love this thing so much. It's so dumb. Jason, can you hear it on your end?
Yeah, but it's not that loud. I can only imagine how fucking Logan's feeling.
Yeah.
I mean, you can definitely hear like the ambience, the hallness of it, right?
Like yes, the, you sound like Christ.
Thank you. Sound like you're in a really what's the word I'm looking for? Crap, I shouldn't have started this sentence.
God.
What is it called? Oh, you sound like you're in an acoustic hallway yelling town at the end of the hallway.
Oh, yes.
An acoustic hallway.
Oh, do you want an effect for you?
Sure. It's going to be a lame effect.
Say something you when like real meaning now. Hey, Donovan, do you want to sound like God?
Oh, you fuck.
Fuck you.
You set him up. Oh,
the
speaking of setups, Cameron, would you like to explain tonight's occurrence?
Oh, shit. You're right.
Oh, fuck.
So,
setup story.
All right. So, we were going to, like, the reason why it took so long for us to get ready for all this was we were going to go get some canes. And I was thinking, like, well, we need an excuse to be able to get to the dispensary or, like, the source. So, I mean, either way, we needed to get you some earbuds. Just so Logan can hear you when we're doing the podcast.
Yeah.
And we go to Walmart, then we go to Canes. I keep saying Chick-fil-A. Canes. And, well, actually, before that, I go and get, like, I deposit $40 because I'm not even sure if I would win this bet, which hadn't happened yet. So we go to Canes, we wait, we get our chicken, and then we kind of look like I'm driving to the source, and Logan's just like, oh, so we're doing like, oh, really? We're getting to get some fucking... I was like, yeah. But as we were like pulling up to park, I figured, all right. Now, and I looked over to Logan. I was like, hey, how much like want to bet I can get in there?
No, he literally said, I bet you $20 I can get in there.
Yeah.
I was like,
but
no,
he said it in
it,
the weirdest way.
It's because I was...
It was like he said it with such confidence. I was like... Does he take me
but like, but like, he didn't say it with such confidence. He said it like really weird. He said instead of, I bet you $20 I can get in there. He said, I bet 20 you get, I get in there.
It's because I was just nervous.
I bet 20 I get in there.
That's exactly what he said.
Like, I bet you 20 I get in.
What? I was saying it all weird because I wasn't even like confident in myself going in there and actually having it work. I was just like, all right, you know, I'm like 50-50. I withdraw $50 or $40 just in case I don't actually get through, which would have been weird. So I go up there and they say, all right, you need to wait a little bit.
Hold the fucking phone. Can we pause right now?
They broke already and I didn't want
to. Oh, okay. Sorry.
They were already pre-broken.
Donovan opened a Kit Kat case and fucking broke it the wrong way.
I didn't break it. It was already broken when I got out of the car.
That's what they always say. Go ahead, Cameron.
Okay. So I'm walking up to the source and there's a guy at the door and I'm like, all right, he's probably going to ID me. This is going to be weird. But then he's like, all right, we're at limited capacity, so if you're just going to go in there to, like, shop around, you can only have, like, a limited amount of people. So, like, I'll get your name, give me your phone number, and we'll call you back up when we're ready. I'm like, all right, cool. So I run back, and Logan's already coming at, like...
I got my hand out, yeah, like, ready. As soon as you open the door, like, give me.
Yeah.
Give me the money.
And I'm like, yeah. Well, the bet's
still on. Show me my money.
Gotta wait.
Yeah, it's like, oh, great. And I'm telling Cameron here, like...
What the fuck?
Donovan knows.
I know.
I'm telling Cameron here, if we gotta wait fucking 20 minutes and you don't get anything, this is a loss for everybody.
It really, yeah.
And, you know, we start eating our food because we're waiting for so long. And this, from my point of view, like, this, let's shift over. This is my point of view. He finally comes up and he sees on his phone he's next. So he walks into the building, you see him walk in there. And he's standing in line for like, you know, a minute or two. And then I see him get to the counter. And I've been in this store. I know what they do. They card you as soon as you get to the counter because you got to go to the counter, card you. They're like, oh, you want a membership, blah, blah, blah. And then you walk in to the actual store part where you check everything out. And then, so I saw him get up to the counter and I saw him hand over something. I was like, okay, that's his card.
Yeah.
That's like, got to be his ID card or whatever, driver's license. And they were looking at it for a while, and I was like, oh, there's no fucking way. There is no fucking way. And I see him get the card back, and he walks straight in. And I'm like, he made it? Like, I'm thinking he made it. Like, what? I was, like, psyched because I was, like, halfway. At first, I was like, oh, this is a fucking bet. I'm just going to win. He's going to walk in. He's going to come back out. He made it in. I'm like, holy shit, he made it in. Woohoo! Like, I texted him, woohoo! And I was like, he fucking made it. And then he comes back and tell me what you pulled out.
Now, well, okay. So, first of all, I give, like, back to me. Back to my perspective. I get in there. I'm handing over my ID. And I'm also handing them my medical card. And they kind of look at me. They look at the cards that I gave them. They look at me again. They're just like, first of all, this looks fake as fuck. Like, the card just looks so illegitimate.
McLovin. That,
what? Yeah. McLovin. So they're looking at me, and they keep looking at the card. Then they're, like, looking up in the database, like, is this guy actually a medical patient? Like, can we actually serve him legitimately? Because if you're not a medical patient, then, and you're under 21, they're just going to be like, sorry, you have to wait 2 years, dummy, fucking leave. But they saw that and they're just like, well, this has never, they looked at this as if like it's never happened before.
Probably hasn't.
And there was like someone else who came up and was like, man, this guy actually might be able to come in here. And I'm just like, oh shit. Like, my heart's racing. My blood's pumping. Like, oh my God. I don't even, like, I'm not even fully certain that I'll be able to shop here. And they're like, all right, you're good to go, I guess. And I go in, I'm like, sweet. And then I immediately get a text from both Logan and Donovan. Logan just like, woohoo. And Donovan's like, you just got an easy $20
because because I didn't know he went online and got a medical card. I was like, what the fuck? I got conned. I totally fell for it.
Yeah.
That's not this checkers.
Card. This fucking card. Karen, hold on. Wait, this card had a picture of him when he got his driver's license. No beard, nothing.
I was 16.
Yeah. It was like opaque white. Like you couldn't see his mouth on the picture. And I was like, how did he get through with this?
That's why it looks so fake.
I thought it was a fake.
Let me tell you something, because I ain't no snitch. But like, I remember, like, however long ago it was, when Cameron got the ID, I may have thrown the ID in the ring for you to do something with Logan with it.
Bitch. So you're just, the one.
I just remembered now.
I was so like, you kind of gave him a hint?
No, I gave you the hint. Yeah, I was like, yo, you should like, fuck with please. Logan or some shit. You were like, I was like, yo, like put a bet on it. Like, if you can get in there, just don't tell him you have the card. You're like, yo, that's a
like,
good
idea. Like, I thought there was no way when he walked in there. It was like, they're going to card him. He's going to walk back out in shame. And I was like, shame. Son of a bitch.
Like, when we were waiting in the car, that's what made me so nervous is like, why would you even wait here? Like, it's not even worth it at that point.
I thought, like, he thought I was going to figure it out at that point. Like, something was up.
Yeah.
And I was like, why the fuck? I told him, if we wait here for 20 minutes, you walk back in there, get carded, this was a waste of our time. Like, we all lost.
Like, at that point.
I get $20, but I still lose.
At that point, I would have just had, if it were legitimate where I was, like, really dumb enough to think, oh, I'm going to get in. So, I probably would have made you go in and just do it yourself.
Be like, yeah, listen, my buddy Cameron is waiting for me. I'm his responsible, I don't know, I'm your guardian or some crap. I didn't feel like going inside, so I sent him inside.
And like, okay, so now we're going to, I'll explain the how I got the card. And Donovan was there for like the most important part.
Uh-huh.
So the day, like I was trying to keep this from the podcast until we can finally do, like show this to Logan. So one day, I think it was like 4:20, 4:22. Like it was April 22nd. It was a couple days after 4:20. I was kind of upset. I was really antsy to get high again. And Logan, or not Logan, Donovan got his weed from his anonymous dealer. And
great guy.
I was just like, I want to get high, but I know I can't. I don't really trust dealers. Like I don't know any dealers. I don't know. I just feel weird about it. I was like, fuck it. Let's see how easy it is to get a medical card. So I go online and I sign up for the medical like marijuana registry, which for some reason made me sketched out a bit because I was like, I'm going to get scammed from a fucking .gov website. Like that'll happen. But I sign up for it anyway. And it's like, all right, you need to like the most important thing is you need your doctor consultation to determine whether or not you are like eligible to have like, you know, medical cannabis.
I'm going to address this fact that me and Logan have been trying to open a bottle of Jameson.
How hard is that, dude?
I don't understand. It's like so, the longest time. It's starting to get like some of it's seeping out. So it's like.
Once it starts hissing at you, that's when you know.
Yeah.
So.
It's like this tiny little baby bottle, pop bottle, bitch bottle.
A bitch bottle.
It just won't fucking open.
So I think
for a bitch.
I'm doing like history homework for like my history class in college. I'm like, this is fucking lame. So I'm like trying to sign up for the medical marijuana registry. And I immediately get this like, immediately run into a speed bump. I'm like, oh fuck, it's asking for doctor consultation. So like at least 6 hours goes by. And then I look up like easy ways to get a free medical doctor consultation. And then I look and it says NUGMD, fastest way to get your online to get your medical card online, safe, whatever. And I'm just like, this sounds like a good idea. And I'm looking it up and it's like asking for my credit card for information. Actually, no, it asks for like my social. I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. I'm not that dumb. But then I look up on Leafly, which is like this fucking stoner blog thing. And it says that NUGMD is totally safe to use. It's got like a 4.8 out of 5. And like, that has to be legit. So I go and I get my, like I just put in my social, then I put in my credit card information, and then immediately, like it says, a doctor will be with you within 5 to 10, like 15 minutes, and I'm like shitting bricks. I'm like, what the fuck? And I like get my, like I'm trying to get my microphone stuff. I invite Donovan to an Xbox Live party so I can like have him fucking like see or like at least hear what the fuck is happening.
Yeah, I was there for the aftermath of this. You guys invited me after, I remember.
Yeah. So I invite Donovan to the party, and I'm, like, trying to get my microphone ready. And then, like, it says that my doctor's waiting to see me. It's, like, 9 o'clock at night. Like, what the fuck is happening? I'm just like, there's no way this is going to work out right. But then – oh, shit. But then I – like, I – talk to Donovan. I'm like, Donovan, I don't know what's going on right now, but I just put my microphone down. He can hear everything that's happening. He's like, what? And then this woman, I'm not going to say her name. She like says, hello, how are you? I'm like, I'm good. She's like, all right, now do you understand all these side effects that marijuana may produce, considering that you are suffering from anxiety disorder? And I'm like, yeah. What are you guys fucking looking at?
I don't know.
There's like tape or something on the ceiling. Sorry, I got distracted.
Oh.
So
I got distracted because I thought someone like went like this to my shoulder.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What universe are we in right now?
Well,
I'm still here. Pretty much. I'm listening to everything.
And Donovan's hearing that.
I got
that,
the bottle open, bitch.
I know, I saw that. I was talking to Jason.
My quote unquote doctor was like, all right, well, I approve you to have a medical marijuana registry card.
This person needs to be arrested.
Why? And immediately it says, "I like congratulations, you were approved. Your card has been charged. Now all you need to do is send in the appropriate application information for your doctor to fill out so you can send it back to the Nevada Medical Marijuana Registry program. And then we can, you know, confirm that you're a medical patient. And then within like a couple weeks, we can get you your medical card." Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now I have a medical card. Like $200 later, I got a medical card.
And a social security input.
Yeah. But yeah, that's pretty much what happened. That's how I got an extra $20 from Logan.
Was it fucking worth it?
Was it? Absolutely, yes.
Just for this moment right here.
Not only that, but like now I can get the fucking high-end like cannabis.
Yeah,
shit.
He can get. What did you get? Tell him what you got.
I got this, what was called Cinnamon Kicker Dark Chocolate Bar, which has 500 milligrams of THC.
Not per piece.
It like has 42 and a half
41
42 and it says 42? On, yeah, 42 and a half milligrams of THC in each piece with I think what five CBD, which means like I'll be able to get a little bit of pain relief.
Oh no, four.
Four.
Pain relief from what?
I don't know, just whatever.
Sorry, I'm making a noise because my leg is shaking.
That might have been me, but I don't know.
No, it was me.
Because we were both shaking our leg. But yeah. And I haven't had one of those yet. Donovan, like, hopefully Donovan can give me his experience. Do you feel it yet or no?
A little bit.
A little bit. I mean, then again, you are kind of like smoked up.
Give him a minute.
It's exactly like those memes. These edibles ain't shit.
When he's not talking at all, or if he says one thing just randomly in the podcast.
I mean, you have had 50 milligrams before and it didn't like affect you too bad, right?
Not crazy enough.
I was surprised, like when you, I thought at first when you were going to do that, you were only going to have 30 milligrams. Why are you picking it? What's going on?
I heard him.
What did I see?
He was picking out his teeth. He was just like messing with something. I don't know.
My braces.
Oh, yeah. And then I heard, I was like,
But yeah. I haven't had any, according to Donovan, give me your review on the
taste?
Cinnamon Kicker. Yeah.
God, no.
No.
It probably doesn't help that it's dark chocolate.
It's like so bad.
I love dark chocolate.
You taste a little bit of chocolate at first, then it just like tastes like medicine, and you're like, what the fuck?
I mean,
there's a random just kick of cinnamon, and that's it.
I mean, it's a cinnamon kicker, but it's also technically a medical chocolate bar, so I guess
medical chocolate bar.
I have a condition.
Yeah, I guess it's not technically meant to be for fun. It's more or less like I need it, so
I mean,
taste shouldn't matter.
It's also chocolate.
I mean,
it also has 42
bar.
THC.
It's yeah. Not for fun. I just like chocolate.
Like how? Wait, what did the THC taste like in that? Like what did?
A little bit of tea.
Strongly
a
of
little,
weed.
I couldn't taste any weed. I just tasted like medicine. That's all I can say.
Okay.
Careful.
Well, I really
put
hope
codeine in a chocolate bar.
Oh yeah. My god,
what is a canna? How do you say it? Cannabiner? Cannabiner?
What?
The name of the brand?
Cannabiners
on the top.
Biners.
Cannabiners.
It's a CBDTX.
Oh, I get it.
Cannabiners.
There you go. We got someone from New York to help people, dumb people from Vegas.
Jason sounds like he's very familiar with
cannabis. Hey, so how's it going out there? Like with
yeah.
With every like literally. Seriously, how's it going out there?
Like, give us an update.
We're just living it up, man.
Didn't you get snow recently?
Okay, that's not what I'm talking about. The weather isn't that important. No, but is it
snowing? No, it was 80 degrees today, but it was gonna snow the other night.
Nice and snowy out. 80 degrees. We're looking at.
You can see out my window. It's 85 degrees.
About a 15% chance of bullshit.
There's a negative 30% chance of snow.
And about a 75% chance of my neighbor dying from.
Fuck. When was the last time, like, did you, have you, like, been out in a while?
Yeah, no, I walked outside. I walked my dog the other day.
You're a Rick and Morty character.
Really blinded me. I have to go back inside. No, it's, like, the weather's good, which means people are going outside, which is stupid. But, like, people shouldn't be going outside. But, like, it's actually a lot better because they opened, like, northern New York, like, Logan, where you used to go to.
Oh, yeah, you know what I'm really? That's dope. I mean, that was 8 years
yeah.
old, so I'm trying to remember.
Wait, didn't you guys go to New York? Yeah. I'm saying, like, up there, like, that's opening up. Like, okay.
That's pretty good, I guess.
Yeah, but, like, a lot of people are dying down here still, so I don't know if I'll have a job or be able to go to school in the fall or be able to watch sports ever again or get an Xbox, so I might just die in here.
That's well, what do you think is the worst out of all of that? Like, out of all of
the
things
Xbox, obviously. Yeah.
What do you think would be the worst?
Not having a fucking job because I can, like, not have anything. I don't have a car.
Can you file for unemployment or no?
No.
Why not?
I mean, like, I don't know. Like,
I don't know all the rules to that, so I'm just asking.
I don't live in my own house. I'm still a student going to college. I don't know. I don't think I can because I'm going to college.
I don't know if you've had to have a job and then lost it. I don't know how that works, honestly.
I mean,
I don't know either.
I would imagine that you can't file for unemployment when you've never had a job.
Hey, listen, he can't work, though, because of the shit that's happening.
No, I've had a job.
He's had a job before.
No, I'm not.
I've had multiple jobs.
I wasn't trying to refer to Jason like not having a job. I'm just saying.
No,
like,
but like, yeah, I'm like still 17. Like, I'm going to college. I still live in like my parents' house, so I probably can't go to unemployment. But if I can, I will.
But I did.
Yeah, but like,
I'm 21 and living with my parents.
But you got a job.
I'm still 17. I'm not like a legal adult yet.
I guess. I don't know. You'd have to do some research or something.
I don't know, man.
You could be getting quite a bit of money per week if, you know.
It's just a weird thing. It's a whole weird situation.
I've been getting paid more than what I make at work.
That's a crazy thing with all this.
Yeah. I don't even care, bro.
People don't want to go back to work now because they're like, fuck, I get paid more for staying home.
It's crazy. I think that when this whole virus, like when they really loosen the restrictions, it's just going to be really weird because I bet there's going to be a percentage of people who's like, well, I really like being able to get paid more than, you know, sitting at home doing nothing than actually working.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm sure that's how all the fucking, like, the fucking NBA athletes are feeling right now when they just don't want to go back.
So
they're making
I wonder how that works with streaming. I wonder how that works with their contracts.
Well, as the resident sports guy of the group, they're talking about taking pay cuts for like, and then like finishing out the season in a certain city. People are saying Orlando because they opened up and they made sports a necessary, like an essential thing. But they also are talking about Toronto. So I don't know. But like the MLB, like the NFL is still going to go even if they're going to go into debt. The NBA wants to come back as soon as possible, but the MLB does not want to fucking go back because all the players are little bitches and they just don't want to take a pay cut, which I kind of understand, but I think they're pussies, so.
Yeah, obviously, I mean, they're in it for the money, not the basketball.
Well, that's true, but the Mets and Yankees will be in the same division over the summer, so I want to see that.
Yeah, it's true.
So... Jason, have you been graduated already?
No.
Did you already have your technically?
No, we didn't. Well, I'm basically 1 week of classes and then finals and then I'm done.
Okay.
But there's no official graduation date.
Yeah. So, like, do you think they're actually going to have a commencement, like, later in the year during fall? Or do you think that they're just going to completely cancel it? Because for Silverado, they've had, like, this weird, like, car kind of commencement where they just had a bunch of cars, like, going.
Like a drive-by?
That's weird.
Yeah, some dumb shit like that.
You just grab your diplomas out the window.
It's more like ceremonial than anything.
We kind of had that. We had like a senior day where we just like picked. They gave us a shirt with all our names on it, and like we took a picture, and then we left. Which isn't really a graduation. It's like a senior day.
That's what we had.
Yeah,
we had a weird senior day week. Senior week thing. We did a lot of weird shit.
Senior week.
Yeah.
Where you just like spirit week just for seniors.
Well, it was like we did a whole week of stuff for the seniors. Or all the seniors did stuff for that week. It was really fucking weird.
We kind of did the same thing, Donovan and I. Like, I think we both ditched after that because we literally only needed to stay for half the day. And they're like, all right, seniors, you can go now.
So weird to have that freedom. You're just like, well, what the fuck do I do now?
Yeah, we were like questioning, like, want to go get something to eat?
Can we just go? Okay.
Yeah.
Like, I think we went to go eat at like fucking what?
Wherever you could walk.
Taco Bell or some. Well, no. We
you got cars?
We had. I had a car back then. Yeah, so
Karen has a car.
I don't know if they were all. Sorry, I'm like associating with what I experienced in the senior day. We got dropped off blindfolded at the Vegas sign.
Whoa! Start that over. You got blindfolded.
Oh yeah. Let me start. We were all in a white van.
Go back a little further.
You got to go back a little further.
No, we had
not helping.
We had this all planned out.
Whoa!
What?
One person had this plan.
And then we had the chloroform.
Wait, one person?
No, I didn't see any chloroform. No. So
was this official? Like, was this an official school sanctioned event?
Well, yeah, we go to private school. That's what they do at private school, right? You guys don't do that?
Yeah, they capture people, pull up blindfold them, put them in a van.
We don't play blind.
No. So the principal wanted to like surprise us. And,
yeah,
so we all got in a van, put on these emoji thing, blindfold bandana emoji things. They were like bandanas with a bunch of emojis on them. And we just blindfolded emoji ourselves. Movie. And then we were in like one of those white bus van things. Mm-hmm. It's like a big long van thing, bunch of seats. And I guess she drove us to the Vegas sign, told us all to get out. We all, Jesus Christ, that was loud. But, yeah, there was like a couple teachers there to kind of like make sure we didn't wander off, you know, walk in the streets and die. But we got like put at the Vegas sign, and then it was so funny. I forget how it went down, because I think they said, all right, take your blindfolds off in 15 seconds. And we waited 15 seconds, took our blindfolds off. And we looked behind us, and they all were in the van, and they took off. So they just kind of ditched us at the sign, and we were just going to walk around.
Cool.
So you basically got hazed for your senior celebration?
That was like day two. Watch the drink.
I see.
Okay. Oh, and then, we just kind of wandered down, what is it, downtown or the strip or whatever. Donovan's getting his leftover canes.
Yeah.
Hey, man, if I was 21 in that situation, that would have been a blast.
What the fuck?
It keeps getting bigger.
If you were 21 in that situation, you would have been held back a couple of years.
No, I'm saying like if you were in like college and like getting hazed, it's like a frat and you get dropped at the show. I'm like, all right, fine, let's go.
Fuck it, let's do this.
Fuck it.
Yeah. My internet connection is unstable.
My internet connection is unstable.
Anyone want their food?
I'm good.
Good.
Okay. If you want, you can have my chicken. There's only like one piece.
I don't know where the fuck I can put this.
I'll take chicken.
Okay.
All right, here you go, Jason.
Thank you.
Haynes. Fucking like it.
Yum, yum.
You know what? Now that I think about it, this is the first time ever for this podcast that we had the loner, stoner, Corona and Boner a part of in one sitting.
Wait,
the Dutch gang.
Who's which one?
You're Corona.
Fuck.
Jason. Jason came like decided that Soaker was too like. I guess we all
kind of
figured that Soaker wasn't. You know
that definitely doesn't sound like a bad nickname.
So
the Soaker.
So Jason came up with Corona. which it's kind of weird timing to be calling you Corona.
Yeah.
Makes it seem sound like you started
all
this.
How about 5/16/2020?
Roner sounds nice.
Roner?
Just sounds like Scoob kind of talked to me.
Roner?
I mean, it's either, like, I guess you really have the kind of call here. It's either Soaker or Coroner.
Can I just be anything else?
I mean, it has to be, it has to end with, like, owner.
Canes or, I don't fucking know.
I know ones that
Breader. I'm Breader than all you. What? End the Discord.
What ends with er? What ends with er?
No. Okay.
No.
God, this is why we can't have nice things. This is so weird. There was like a jump cut there, right? That was weird.
Yeah, that was weird.
No, that's just gonna stay away.
Fuck.
Okay.
Who the fuck said?
Yeah.
Yep.
So, anyways.
So, Jason, what were you saying?
He was saying so nicknames, right?
Yeah.
I mean, Logan, what would you want your nickname to be if you don't want it Corona or Soaker?
Breader.
Breader.
Would you make bread or some shit?
No, I'm Breader.
You like Better? Bread? Like Panera bread?
I don't know.
Have you just been messing with that bottle and not actually drinking anything?
Yeah, I've just been, honestly, I kept losing focus.
Honestly, like, now
I
that
can't I, multitask.
Because you said Breader, I can't help but think of Panera bread.
And you're like, welcome.
Every morning I had to go into Panera Bread. It was like I'd have to clock in at 5 and like the overnight bakers were there. And I swear every time I walked in to the kitchen, it smelled like a fucking yeast infection every single time. And I'm just like, guys, what are you doing in here? It's like, oh, we're rising bread. And I'm just like, you're more like you're rising vaginas or some shit. It's like fucking smells like a yeast infection in here. It's crazy. Straight up rising vaginas, you know what I'm saying?
Jesus Christ. So there's another jump cut there.
No.
Fuck.
Perfect. All right. Do we need another word from God?
No.
No.
I think God has left the chat.
Okay. Well, all right.
Is this the one that does it? No.
Yes. Suck. Wait.
I tried to do the suck meme.
Donovan, say something right now.
Suck.
Jesus Christ. I swear. This
I was like born in this era.
Oh, I love this fucking thing so much. It's so great.
Nice $200 you spent there.
It's actually 270.
Jason, can we go taxes? Do our own podcast, like a super nerdy Star Wars thing?
Yeah.
You can talk all sports. And that'll be your thing.
Straight up fucking Pat McAfee, huh?
Who?
Pat McAfee.
I don't know who that is.
He's he does a sports podcast just called the Pat McAfee Show.
He used to be a punter. He's basically like a 35-year-old frat kid. It's the best.
I mean, the real frat dude is Bert Kreischer. Let's like, I mean.
But he's pretty close. He taught Scottie Pippen how to shotgun a beer.
Fucking Pat McAfee was on like one of these podcasts I was listening to, and it was just so funny because he was singing like I can feel it coming here tonight, and he was in the middle of a fucking hurricane and he didn't even know, and he was like, oh, and his fucking Instagram video ended. It was fucking crazy.
Well,
but then they interviewed him and was like, yeah, this show was pretty fucking intense. Good thing we had a basement. Ridiculous.
Kevin, you should see his trip to Canada one. It was hilarious. He talked about he went to the dispensary in Canada, how like there's one on every block. He got this like strain. It's called green crack. He's like, bro,
green we did crack.
He's like, we did it on the street. We did it like there was a cop there with us. He was just chilling with us. Like, I swear to God, the sky was blue. And then one of his friends was like, the sky's always blue, Pat. He was like, really?
You're colorblind or high?
I swear the sky is blue. Pan is blue.
Do not like green crack in ham. I do not like it, Sam.
So,
start here.
Jason.
Yeah.
Hey, son.
You said, like, you
ever
were
so slowly, I'm drinking part of this Jack Daniels. No.
You said you were a part of.
I'm just in a glass and drinking all.
Shut up.
You glass.
Trying to ask Jason a question. But.
Continue.
But,
Sorry, what?
My God. All right, now Donovan and Logan have left the chat.
Leave the podcast. No, we're getting a drink. I just almost dumped all our canes all over the
Jesus
floor.
Christ, that would have been a disaster. But
question, Cameron.
Jason. So, oh my God. Don't fucking tell me I forgot the question.
That's why I asked you, because you wouldn't forget it, but you forgot it anyway.
Motherfuckers, dude. Awesome. No.
All right, welcome to the Loner Boner podcast.
God damn it.
What?
I forgot the question. I forgot the
just
fucking question.
The hood and ask the question.
I forgot the question. This shouldn't. I need to be a professional interviewer and I forget essential fucking questions.
You did that, Logan. You had to do that.
Is this a midlife quarter life crisis?
Feels like it right now.
I see you, moron.
Hey, you stop that.
Okay, so I'm going to ask a different question.
Please remember.
Wait, no. I remember. Now. Okay, so you said you were part of track and field, right?
Yes.
Like, what kind of stuff did you have? Like, what kind of training did you have to do? Like, was it mostly cardio? Like, running?
Well, obviously, there's different areas of track and field. There's obviously, like, the hurdlers.
The gym.
There's the sprinters. There's, like, the distance guys and the cross-country guys. So, like, me, I'm a sprinter, so, like, I just do, like, the faster relays and shit like that.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, a lot – you have to do a lot of distance anyway, so I went, like, 4-mile runs every day, like, sometimes, like, 5. So, like, a hard jog for that. I do a lot of wind sprints with, like, the parachute. I don't know if you guys have seen, like, that with the NFL guys. But they, like, they put a parachute on their back. They go sprint. They have someone behind
them. Nice.
Catch up to them, try to pass them, push you to go forwards. I used to do you got to do a lot of core exercises, like just plank sit-ups, all anything you can really do. And there's just a bunch of leg work, obviously. That's about it, though.
But, okay, so now would you say when it comes to running that you're more of, like, endurance or, like, or slow twitch or fast twitch muscles? Can you, like, go run a mile very quickly or can you run, like, 5 miles at ease?
I could.
I feel like
I'm kind of in the middle.
I feel like you can do both.
I'm not too fast, but I'm not like I'm fast, but not too fast. But I have good endurance, and I'm not like I couldn't do like a whole mile, like sprinting. But like I could probably do 5 miles good, and I could probably do a mile in a decent time. But like at the moment, like I'm not my prime right now because of this shit. But like it like. In January, I could probably do a good mile.
Damn.
I got diggity damn.
What would you say, like, your average mile pace is?
It's really kind of
I honestly haven't timed it because, obviously, I focus more on my sprinting. I just kind of, like, because when we did distance running, like, with a mile or a couple miles for school, it was kind of just, like, a relaxing run, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Kind of, like, just get everything out of the way and just, like, just get some work in. But, like, honestly, I could time mine soon, and I'll let you know. I can't really give you like a time frame because I haven't really timed it.
Okay, I mean, just based on you, I bet like easily you can do an 8-minute mile, like very easily, just based on like what I would assume, like from what I've seen of your physique and that you're already in track and field. I'd imagine you can just blast through like a 9 or 8 minute mile. I mean, I'm saying that. Only because, like, I can do about a 10-minute mile, or if I really try, like, I guess maybe, like, a 9.5-minute mile at first. But, like, after that, I mean, I've tried, like, I think the fastest I may have gone was maybe 8.5 minutes. And that's only because I was, like, really just trying to sprint through it. I was like, fuck this. And I really needed shit, too, so I knew I had to hurry that shit up.
God, you just gave me PTSD.
Dude, like, okay, I have a serious problem. Like, this has been consistent.
Having to shit and run?
Yeah, literally. Like,
I gotcha.
Every, like, I can get a mile in and then I immediately have to stop and take a shit. And it's not like.
Like out in the open.
No, thank God it's not. Because, I mean, one time I shat myself when that happened.
Oh, yeah, yep. That's PTSD I was talking about.
Jason, did I ever tell you that I shat myself at like 5 in the morning when I was going on a run?
Yeah, you did here. Hold on. I did the math real quick. So, like, if I did my meter, like, races, so if I was going at that pace,
and I, like, multiplied so you're on the times, metric system.
If I had to multiply that, like, to the amount of times to do a mile, I could probably do, like, a 6.5-minute mile, maybe a 6.
Yeah, that sounds pretty accurate. Just based on
time.
Yeah. I mean, damn, that's, like, how fast would that
– I know people could do a 4.5-mile – a 4.5-minute mile.
That
shit's – fucking psychopaths.
That's straight-up sprinting. And anything faster than that is, like, what? Well over 10 miles an hour?
Yeah. Yeah. That's, like 4:23 is, like, a par D Division 1 time for, like
– Sorry. Keep going.
Like a 4:23 is like a par Division One track and field time for colleges. Like, obviously I'm not anywhere near that, but like people are like psychopaths and like we'll be able to do that. So hats off to them. But yeah, no, I ain't about that.
See, this is where people in the podcast are like, why the fuck are you talking about running in track and field? Because
we can.
But why?
Because I mean, that's something I can kind of relate to.
I need advice from Jason.
Yeah. Jason, how can I run longer?
How can I run faster?
First of all, stop smoking weed.
Hey, I don't smoke weed, all right? I don't smoke weed, though. Donovan, maybe, but
like. Donovan, no. Donovan, definitely.
You know, we don't really talk about what he does.
Just do a lot of, like, high knees work because that, like, gets your, like, blood flowing before it. And just do a lot of core workouts, like, at home. And then just obviously just, like, practice running a mile.
Make a great trainer.
That's what I'm trying to do for this community college I'm going to. Like, obviously, I'll transfer out to a four-year after that. But I want to do, like, exercise science and shit.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
Like, yeah.
I would, like, I mean, I bet he'd be a great trainer. But, like, if you were my trainer, you'd be like, come on, go faster, faggot. Just, like, you go fucking hard. Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah, no.
But Jason would be worse.
Go faster, you little bitch.
He'd probably start calling me like the N-word or something. I don't know.
You fucking pussy. I want to call you the N-word.
I don't know.
About that.
We're going to have to cut that.
You'd call me like a wigger or something.
So it's a short podcast call you this a time.
Beaner.
Yeah. Beaner would make more sense. Like my arm is Mexican. Slow down.
Miss my wigger. My name is Tika 2. Just change the N to the W.
Alright, he's collapsed.
I'm kidding, man. Yeah, I'm kidding, man.
Shit.
Is it getting hot in here? It's just me.
No, it's getting hot.
Wait, can I? I mean, we played this on the podcast before. We played this last podcast because I needed to see.
Oh God.
I needed to see Tyler's genuine reaction to this word. So.
Uh oh.
Huh? Jason, Logan, you might want to take off your headphones.
Jason, you might want to, like, I guess I'm kind of curious as to what your reaction is to this word.
Play it.
All right.
Do you hear it?
No.
You didn't hear it? Let me play it again.
It's not really. You're not playing it in the mic.
Right, sure,
you're
right.
Not playing it in the mic.
I'm not condoning this because I don't like it.
What the fuck?
How do you feel about that word?
It's such a short podcast this week. It's so weird.
I don't even know.
Man, this podcast was only 30 minutes long. Who could believe it? Who could believe it?
Cut out a lot.
It's jump cutting all over the place. I don't know what's going on.
It's like 1 minute I'm talking here, and the next minute I'm not going
to I'm not cutting any of this out. I'll take the flack if I have
so
to.
So off topic, this podcast.
So how's your chicken?
Well, as you can see, I'm licking my fingers, so it's finger licking good, but it's not KFC.
That's not KFC.
Sponsored by KFC.
KFC has like, what, an 86% like – accuracy rating or something like that.
It's a restaurant. What does that mean? It's not like a NBA three-point shooter.
Like, I mean,
going to the shooting range.
No.
Yeah, man. And the boneless wings hit like 50% of the time. But if we're talking about the
we're talking about the sides here, they hit 75%.
Guys, shut the fuck up. You know exactly what I'm saying.
The mashed potatoes are hitting 75% from the field.
Loud. Don't
bit
Logan, quit being a baby.
I'm not saying anything.
Quit being a
baby. What is he being a bitch for?
Because
they're just like, fucking everyone's yelling.
I mean, now you're yelling. Now you're yelling. Now you're yelling, huh? How's that feel? I said it three times. You're not yelling.
Hey, man.
Oh, you will yelling. Be.
Jason.
I am your roller.
Jason.
God.
Wait, what else? What else can I switch this to? Wait a second. We got. Then we got this. Woo!
Dominic, you should get like a get a bit of you doing the Kanye West thing, like scoop diddy boop, which is like from the verse, from the words of the wise Kanye West, verse 1, chapter 2. Scoop de boop, whoop de boop de scoop,
whoopy de scoop, scoop de boop de whoop.
Jesus Christ, how long is this echo going to last? Can you still hear the echo?
Yes.
Jesus Christ.
I hear it.
How do I get
Shut
that?
Up!
I got that for Xbox.
It's still going, Jason. Can you hear the echo?
Yeah. It's done.
I fucking still hear
it. No, it's not.
It's not. Way.
What have you done?
What have you done?
I think it's because. I think it's because.
What have I done?
No, you're just thinking it's there. Your brain is tricking you. All right, so moving on. We're a bunch of idiots.
So you got a shot of what, Jameson?
Yeah. This is my second. Well, one and a half. This is the second. Whatever.
So, like.
It's not a full shot.
What is your, like. Is tequila still your favorite?
No, honestly, it's dying out on me.
What's your favorite then?
I don't know.
You would say.
I don't know.
Alcohol. He doesn't know.
Just alcohol. Liquor.
Whatever gets the job done.
What? Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, like,
Do you get day drunk? No.
No.
You don't ever.
I'm gonna start drinking soon.
Do you drink in the morning?
No.
Jason, do you drink in the morning?
Nope.
Good. I feel like if you drink in the morning, there's something wrong. Like, there's no need to be drinking like when you wake up, unless you're.
I mean, obviously,
alcoholic.
Like one time I did like. We were at a party and we slept over at my friend's house, and like there was a couple unfinished ones, so we had to down those in the morning.
Oh.
The fuck was that laugh?
That
like I guess
it was.
Oh,
we're having a sleepover. We got drinks. Look what I brought. I got this out of the cabinet, guys.
I got my dad.
Marissa brought the white claws.
I know the combination.
We ain't breaking no laws, sipping on the claws.
I knew the combination lock.
It's actually feeling warm and toasty, and I don't like it. Maybe it's the liquor.
Also, like 900 degrees there at all times.
No, it's only a desert that people shouldn't have moved out to, but whatever.
I mean, it doesn't feel that bad right now.
You're not drinking, Cameron.
I know. I mean.
Alcohol. I mean.
Alcohol warms you up.
Alcohol increases blood. I don't know. The heat.
Something.
From what I remember from my biology class, it's like it gives you the impression.
Biology.
Yeah, it gives.
Who needs it?
It makes you feel like you're warmer when in reality, I feel like I'm almost certain that like it it doesn't really do anything to you. It doesn't really.
Yeah, it's probably the vomit coming up your fucking throat after 3 shots of Jameson.
Yeah.
It's only Jameson. It's Irish. I'm
Jose
Irish.
Jose Cuervo.
Hey,
I'm not Irish.
Irish. I'm a person that took the ancestry.com. You have to call me 1% Islander.
Filipino.
Just stop now.
Islander. I'm 32% 0.5 Irish.
You lost me when you said
take
I got my
drink.
Answers from .com.
I said ancestry.com.
Oh.
Did I not?
You said answers.com.
It Fuck. Sounds like you said I got
well,
my answers.
I took the ancestry.com thing. Spit bottle, whatever.
I don't think I've ever heard. So I don't think I've ever.
I don't think I've ever heard.
I was about to make fun of you for stuttering, and then I just stuttered that whole thing.
Wait a second. Wait a second. We need to do a status update.
Fuck.
Donovan, are you okay right now?
Oh, he's I was talking. I was watching the camera on the Zoom call, and I was just
a bottle in the camera.
I was making it seem like
you
Logan
can definitely
was talking.
See us, right? Like,
No, I can see Cameron. I can see Cameron. I can see the bottle.
God, yeah. I'm trying to fix your mistake,
and you're going to cause your own.
God, be right back.
All right, now he doesn't have to worry about getting fucking ear raped, which isn't even that bad, though.
You don't have it directly in your ear canal. It's surrounding your ear.
You almost spilt the food.
You only had what, one shot?
When we get back, we ear rape him.
What should we name this episode? I feel like it should be called, like,
what did you say
Crossing
before?
Streams.
Yeah, that's what I, yeah.
Sword fight.
Sorry,
Sword I mean, what if you ever do come to Vegas, we'll have like a Crossing Streams part. Yeah. If and when you come to Las Vegas, no, we can do. When you come to Las
Vegas.
Shut up.
Fuck you.
Fuck you.
No, fuck you. You touched my drum set.
Put my nutsack on your drum set.
Put your balls on my drum set.
I'll stab you in the neck with a knife.
I'll stab you in the knife with a neck.
Listen, listen, listen. These hands.
Why are you so sweaty?
These hands, right? You see these sweat? You see these hands? These hands.
Are going to give you a contusion.
Are going to give you a contusion if you aren't careful.
Okay? I told the future now. Let me have my money.
Logan's back.
It's just one shot. I swear, Your Honor.
He's already like amped up and ready to go.
It's just fucking warm in here.
I'm not saying that you're
a personal fan.
I'm not saying you're.
And I don't mean a motivational person.
I'm not saying you're fucked up. I'm just saying you're once that you're the shot that you just had has gotten you pretty like ready.
Or it's gotten you like in the mood.
My meter is like,
give him the gushers.
It's like a little. So like
we actually looked for those and they weren't there.
My meter, you know, your drunk meter, it just did that flick thing that you can do with your dick. Just like twitch.
Kind of just like moved around and there's like, what's happening?
Like, all I heard was your girlfriend's like, do that thing.
Oh. Oh, man. So.
I'm impressed.
Do that thing.
Do that thing. Oh, software update.
Hey, I got a software update too. That's what caused my fucking my alarm clock to like not go off, and I miss most of my
exam. I love when that happens. Jesus Christ, are you a child?
It's empty.
I don't care.
He's gonna.
You ripped off. Look. He ripped off the paper of the Jack Daniels.
Dude.
Who cares?
Exactly.
I do. OCD. Thank you, Jason.
OCD.
Oh, fuck.
D. Emphasis on the D. Let's see if my Xbox works D. now.
EA Sports.
God!
It's in the game.
Damn it!
I mean, EA, that technically doesn't have a, like, ambience to it. But let's be honest. It sounds a lot better than EA Sports in the game versus EA.
I love
how we just keep messing with it.
Midnight update. Xbox is still not fucking working.
But you'll use one filter.
So wait, okay. So
you tried every time.
You tried everything with your Xbox and it still won't turn
on. So what is the issue? It just doesn't turn on.
I opened it up. Yeah.
Wait, Jason.
What?
I don't know if this is gonna fix your issue. I did buy.
Never does.
Which Xbox is it?
I think it's the original
one.
Xbox
one. Oh.
I can send you. I did this preemptively because I had this issue once where my power brick just literally it just doesn't. Work like the Xbox just stopped working because of the power brick, and I bought a new one and it worked. I have another one. If you want me to ship it to you, I can just send it to you.
Like, please do.
Heard that.
Okay, it just turned off.
I didn't even go near it and it turned off by itself.
No,
it's like fuck you guys. I'm out. No. I know you're gonna replace me. Don't do it.
See, like for me,
you're done. It's over.
Wait, no, I still work. Listen, no.
See, what I would imagine would be so annoying about that is like you forget you can't even play video games and you just want to watch Netflix on your TV, but it's like, oh shit, the fucking Xbox doesn't work.
Yeah, no, I did that before. I came upstairs, my Wingstop. I was like, oh, okay, my Xbox doesn't work. I should fuck as loud as I can, like 7 o'clock at night. I was like, all right, well, I'm just going to go fucking kill myself.
So, wait, do you have a Shake Shack or steak?
Yes.
Shake Shack up in the
Shack?
Shake Shack is my lifeblood.
I mean,
have you ever had In-N-Out? I mean, I know it's not up there.
No, I already asked him the other day.
You asked me yesterday.
Oh, no, I asked him. The other day.
No, Cameron asked me.
Well, I asked that you asked that he asked.
No, Cameron asked me.
How did you take?
Do you just fucking put that shit back? God! He took the.
I took the pop filter off.
It's not the pop filter.
The wind filter thing. Okay, but.
Wow.
So, I mean, do you like Wahlburgers?
I honestly haven't had it.
Oh, I mean, do we have a Whataburger?
Wait, do you have Whataburger?
Whataburger.
Yeah, we do.
What a burger.
Get it? Because it's what a burger.
What a burger.
So what a burger and In-N-Out are like at a clash. We have to get you out here so you can test out. You're probably going to say Whataburger is better because that's like where you, you know, you grew up with the Whataburger. But,
well, I've never had it, but I know there's one near me.
Oh, you should try it like right before you come out here and then be like,
yummy, like yummy, yummy. I don't know. In-N-Out, I heard the animal style fries are nuts. So,
Are. Animal style burgers, fries, whatever. It's awesome.
Huh. Yeah, I want to.
It's just like, I mean,
fried onions.
It's super, like, you got to go with the hype. It's really good.
The Neapolitan shake's pretty dope.
Yeah, like when you're on the hype train, you're just like, you know, you got to go with it.
Have you, have you guys ever had the animal, or not the animal style? I'm sure. Have you had the Flying Dutchman?
Yeah, that's just the patty. Nope. They're like, here, we're too lazy to put buns. Just take the patty.
Yeah, it's just two patties or and a piece of cheese.
Is that McDonald's or is that In-N-Out?
In-N-Out.
Okay. I don't know what I'm thinking about McDonald's.
What about the Neapolitan shake?
I haven't. Is that a secret item?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's just chocolate, vanilla, and strawberry all
That's
together.
What Neapolitan is, yeah. So, are you a person... Are you a person that dips your fucking french fries in your shake?
That shit's disgusting.
I don't understand how that...
Donovan, do you do that? It's no. It sounds disgusting.
I don't understand it. Like, I've never done it. I've never had the urge to. I never had the curiosity to. And I hope I never do.
It's sociopaths do that. Like, my rotten tangerine ex-fucking girlfriend was like, oh, it's the fucking best. I do it. And it's like, it just tastes like I ruined a french fry. Like, that's like, what's
really though?
What sociopath dips a nice, hot, salty french fry potato into a ice cold, like sweet item? And that doesn't mix.
Sweet and
what's happened? What? I knew a kid that we went to this burger joint, it closed down, but like, he dipped his chicken tenders into like a soda. And I was like, what the fuck
that's
is wrong?
Soda?
That's straight
what up. What flavored soda was it?
That dude has
soda.
Chicken soda? Yes,
soda.
That dude has bodies buried in his backyard. Like, it's fucking disgusting.
Like, I don't understand. You're dipping a fucking potato in a milkshake.
But
dipping a chicken into a soda.
No.
Jason,
yeah, that's the other one.
Fucking
yeah.
Top. That's disgusting. That dude, like, that dude has bodies buried in his backyard. That's just fucking horrendous.
I mean, those people probably disagreed with him.
Yeah. Yeah. Those who are like, that's fucking, you're fucking nuts.
You want some Jack Daniels?
I already have some right here.
Well, you want some more? You keep tapping the glass.
No, I'm just tapping it.
Okay. Just tapping it.
So, Donovan, what's your progress in all this? Where are you?
Progress report. Right, go.
I'm just listening to your guys'.
Is your hand still there?
Yes.
Okay. You didn't look down, which makes me concerned. You didn't. You just flinched your hand out and didn't even look at it.
It's still here, though.
But how do you know?
I can see it.
It's in your peripherals.
It's in my peripherals,
but
yeah.
Do you really know it's there?
Yes, I do.
Okay, if you say so.
What the fuck is this questionnaire?
I don't know. Your eyes make your nose disappear, so.
I like how we were playing Fallout 76 a few days ago, and it was just like, fucking double XP!
We're back.
I just realized when I sent that message, I said double XD.
Double XD?
I didn't realize that until I looked back at the message that Jason sent to me, or Jason sent back to the chat, where he's like, XD.
All right,
I had to jump on the opportunity.
I fucking got both names. Logan is taking a private call, but that's okay.
One of those calls.
Yeah, but
we still all got to play again.
Yeah, I mean.
And thankfully, actually, next week we can honestly all play.
It just kind of sucks because double XP is this weekend.
That is true.
And we haven't been able to play too much.
I have an Xbox.
Exactly. So it's like Jason's Xbox is having fucking AIDS. And what the fuck? What is that?
Fuck? It's a napkin.
Was that in your soda?
What the fuck?
We need to fucking sue. Get a fucking class action lawsuit against Raisin Cane's for having paper in our fucking soda pops. It's not cool. What the fuck is happening? I don't remember. Never mind. I just hear yelling outside. I get concerned. I probably should bring it up. But Jose Cuervo. Yeah. So, Jason, what time is it over there for you currently? What, like 1:01?
It is 1:01.
Yeah. Oh, no, fuck.
What time do you normally go to bed? I swear, it feels like you're up till like 5 and you wake up at 8. You have like a Mickey Mantle gene kind of shit.
Change every day. That's pretty normal.
What?
Like, because it changes every day.
It changes every day. Like every couple days, I'll like back on track. Like 6 a.m., 4 p.m., and then sometimes I would go to sleep at 3 p.m. and up at fucking midnight. And then sleep like just kind of normal. Alternate.
I wish I could have understood everything. I understood it. It was just like,
Ariana, kind of failing here for this interview.
Yeah. Kind of sucky,
joint Zoom call.
But yeah, I wonder how long we've been going on for. It doesn't really say, and
yeah. You have it on here, right?
Yeah, it's recording.
You sure?
It says recording, dude.
Oh, I didn't see it right there.
It says recording.
Wait, does it say, Jason, does it say for you that it's recording?
It says rec, yes.
Oh, okay. Well,
rec. Yeah, Ralph.
Getting you.
Get ready, ready, rec, son.
You know, I took a picture of myself today. I won't, like, I'll show Donovan. See, he's not too bad looking. Looks pretty decent. I swear, every time I send stuff to Stephanie, she, like, loves to, like, I felt good. Right? I felt decent about my picture. And I showed like a really shitty version of myself, which was like a couple of years ago. And I'm like, you have to admit my hair looks a lot better than it does. Like, I'm not even saying my appearance in general, just my hair. And she was like, I swear. It's like she loves to tear down people's self-esteem. I swear. Yeah. That's how she responds. Like, I feel so good. I feel empowered. And it's like, you know, I want to show her. I want to say, hey, look, I actually feel pretty decent about myself. And she's just like,
Did she literally just put E-H?
Yes. Yeah. And she didn't want to straight up say, like, you don't look good. She was just like, there's not a job that's going to accept you. I'm like, I don't give a fuck about that right now. I'm just saying, like, don't I look way better than that fucking loser in the picture next? And he's like, it doesn't really matter. And he's like, fuck you. Okay.
Jeez.
No. We're all good on that term, though, but yeah. Jesus Christ, which is fuck.
I actually don't know.
I'm going to really hope that...
Oh, it's the headphone shit.
No, I'm just going to hope that the... Cannabiniers? Did we establish that's what it's called? Cannabiniers? Cannabiniers? I'm just going to hope that it's worth the hype, that it actually does kick in pretty fucking strong.
Are you going to take one piece?
I'll take one. I'm not going to, the most I've gone currently is 40. So that would technically be the most I would have in one dose. I just hope that it's worth the hype and that it won't fucking just be like, not really. No, whatever, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, so Jason.
Yeah.
Have you been able to really hang out with any of your friends lately because of all this?
Well, kind of, but like, I've obviously just been like doing my part, like staying inside. So is a lot of people, but like, I don't know. I'm just kind of like, just been chilling. I've like worked out with my friends, like, and like just done some like go get food or like go get other things. Like, that's it.
Yeah. I feel like, I mean, at least in New York, it would be more important that people would be following social distancing, mostly due to like the severity there.
Yeah.
As opposed to like maybe, you know, Nevada, which it's not too bad. I mean, there's still a couple, like there's at least 4,000 cases, I think. I think most of them either recovered or not. But yeah. Oh man, I'm not well. Did I explain that I almost failed my biology class?
No.
Did I Well, I probably, I mean, I didn't say it on the podcast. I'll just give it like a really quick rundown. I was like, I kind of explaining it earlier, like my phone had to update, which I didn't think it was going to. So I set my alarm and like, I wake up one morning and it's like 7 a.m. and it was 7 a.m. and I'm just like, oh, I got some time left to burn. Or like time left to sleep at 7, and I check again, or I'm just sleeping in. I'm like, wow, I felt like I've slept in a really long time. And then I ended up, yeah, I heard some yelling out there, but I woke up again and it was 8:30, which my test was supposed to start at 7:55 to 7, like 8:10, which meant that I already had like, no, that's why. All right, now we got your mic back up. But like, it's 8:30, and I'm like, shit. Like, I'm already like half an hour late for this test. I start up my computer. It's like 8:40. I'm like, I'm not. I at least want to fucking pass this class. Like, I know for a fact I'm gonna bomb this test. And I mean, long story short, I think I passed the class. I mean, I got like a fucking 50%.
50.
Yeah, it was bad.
Tree 50.
But, so, what? Huh? Never mind. I'm not going to ask what happened. I mean, I heard yelling.
Good.
Out there.
It wasn't anger yelling. It was just like I was worried yelling.
Oh, so, I don't.
She's roller skating drunk outside in the street.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, by yourself. Well. Yeah. Finally went back inside. God,
I
makes me so worried.
Under the influence of like a crime.
I don't know.
That sounds.
Wait, what?
Roller skate,
motherfucker.
Role play. Wait.
She's roller skating.
I just processed it.
You just processed
roller skating drunk in the street.
Yes. She went out roller skating in the street.
It's dark as shit, right? It's like 1 a.m.
I don't know what you just said, Jason.
First of all, 1 a.m. Second of all, she's drunk. How did she even get her fucking rollerblades on? Third of all, why?
I guess she wasn't like too bad. I don't fucking know. Like, she only went like a little bit down the street and back. And I was like, Jesus, I wish I was there. Like, God, nervous.
Catch you when
you just going skating down the street and roller skating. Fuck. Like, okay, what? Why?
Could be worse.
Yeah, I'm going roller skating.
Could be driving.
Like 1 a.m, I had like 5 shots. There's some weird guy in a van behind me. I'll call you later.
Oh, what?
Yeah, I heard they were going to like drop me off at Las Vegas sign, like blindfolded for whatever reason.
It all comes back.
Bring it around town.
Bring it around town.
And this.
But you know what? I would imagine that that's what true love is. Like, I mean, I've already said on the podcast once before, like, true love is getting upset with someone when they're putting their own safety in danger. Like, I mean, I've said it before.
Fuck.
I've said it before where
okay.
I was running out in the middle of the night. I was in the street and I said, like, playing in the streets, streaks. And then immediately my girlfriend at the time was just like, opened it immediately.
I almost said, which, like, who? Like, and, but I, yeah, I didn't, yeah, obviously.
The Rotten Tangerine. That's okay, what we're going to call her.
God, that's so mean.
I don't give a fuck. She deserves it.
I thought you were going to go, fuck.
Usually time heals things.
No, it doesn't.
It does.
It not for her. Yeah. She doesn't know how to heal it correctly.
20 years, it'll be different.
Either way.
What are the odds that you guys get married?
What?
To the wrong person at the wrong time.
You know what? No, you know what? Here. Let me just like backtrack a little bit. You know the guy that I like complained about how I thought always hit on her? Mm-hmm. Well, it turns out he was fucking around with her a month ago. During the quarantine.
Whoa.
So the guy I was super upset at ended up like fucking with her anyway. So it's I don't give a fuck about her anymore. If anything, like I could like
at least it wasn't like, you know, you guys at least you got like
at least we were out of the relationship.
Well, duh.
Either way, it's
I'm
like
not saying, yeah.
Like, fuck that dude. I don't give a shit if it was his birthday a couple days ago. And fuck her because she's an idiot for not realizing that he was using her in the first place. So either way, they're fucking retarded. All of them. R-worded or whatever. They're fucking Michael J. Fox or some shit.
You already played a clip.
What?
Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox is a retarded. He has Parkinson's.
He has Parkinson's.
What's the difference?
Big difference.
It's a disease.
Did, was
James... We're not going to go further into what is a disease and what isn't.
JFK have Parkinson's or did he just have back problems?
Michael, who had who?
Who? JFK.
Oh.
That, no, JFK had, like, it back problems.
That was,
That was no. That was
JFK had back issues. Anything.
No, yeah, because he was in the fucking army and his
was
bulk
it
got ripped in half.
Franklin Roosevelt or
no? FDR had polio.
Whichever one was paralyzed.
FDR
had polio.
FDR. That sounds like a code name.
What's funny is that through that entire time, when Cameron was like Michael J. Fox, he was calling Michael J. Fox retarded. I immediately thought of him on the ground, of Cameron on the ground.
Who's
going,
that guy?
Who's that guy that shakes again?
Michael J. Fox. Michael J. Fox.
I mean, like,
it was
just
so perfect.
Just fucking walk. I don't know what to say.
What? He's not a fucking cripple.
This podcast has gone down a road I shouldn't have taken.
Hey, you know what? I'm taking the heat here. None of you guys are. I'm saying all this. I'm the one
who
said
I would
be
call you the N-word.
Willingly.
And I had no one said the N-word except for the black guy who said it in the video, but. See, it's okay.
Yeah, it's...
God.
I mean, again, do I have to say this again? That yes. This is a comedy podcast.
Is it?
It is. It's is under it? Apple Podcasts and Spotify and wherever you get this from. It'll say that this is under the section of comedy interviews, which means that if you really walk away from this thinking that we, either me, Donovan, Logan, or Jason or anyone who comes on here and we really believe some of the shit that we're saying, you're a little fucking retarded yourself, okay?
Just put on your big boy pants. That was crazy jump cut.
Crazy fucking jump cut too.
Podcast only 10 seconds. It's so weird.
30-minute podcast.
Hi, welcome to the podcast. We're starting all
you guys think that I'm saying the worst shit. Like,
honestly,
what do you
I
think I get
out
from some of this?
This
stuff
is called our viewers of, I'm not going to say that word because I'm a nice kid.
Listen, if you come in here understanding that, yeah, a lot of the things I say are pretty dumb.
Pulls out a fucking knife.
And
no, what?
Can be offensive. Like, it's a fucking, they're jokes, people. They're jokes.
Some people are.
Well, there's not. Well, first of all, there's no interviewing going on. You asked me like three questions.
Oh, that's
if that counts.
What are you talking about? I asked you about. I asked you about.
Three questions. You asked me what's going on here. You asked me what time
what's
it
going
was
on here.
And you asked me how track was going. That's it.
And I asked you like how long it takes you to run a mile.
Hey,
long
Jason,
you
how many sit-ups do you think you can do in 10 days?
Yeah, but those are still questions, dude. I never said I'm a great interviewer. Okay. Never claimed to be like the best.
Wait, what's your nickname again for the podcast?
Loner.
Loner.
Okay. I just couldn't remember.
Really?
Yeah.
And the name.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it really though? No, I'm just
I'm
kidding.
Going to
I'm
ignore that
mad
question.
Loner, stoner, and what are you, Jason?
Boner.
Boner.
Boner. Wow.
He takes Viagra each time before we record.
Boner with pride.
Yeah, I do. So I came up with it.
Yeah,
he really did.
So you came up with boner?
I was like, yeah, well, what could I be? Boner, why not? The first thing came to mind. Hey, Logan, you should be – Logan, I texted Donovan about it before because I didn't want to say it out loud, but, like, you should be phoner because you always take phone calls in the worst times.
I should be.
Phoner?
Phoner.
That
would
like make sense, yeah.
I like it. Loner, yeah. Stoner, phoner,
phoner.
Boner.
Yeah, I guess that could work. Call you phoner from now on.
Phoner.
Big fat phony. Phony. He's a big fat phony. God. Hey, big boy over there. Big fat
hey,
phony.
That guy lives in there. He's a fat phony.
Hey,
phony. You're
here.
A phony.
Phony.
Why did you just that? Never mind. I don't want to go on this subject.
What subject? Let's go into it.
No, you said it and it sounded weird.
What?
All right, can we reset? Can we find a new?
Looking around the room spastically. Okay, so
Jack Daniels.
What kind of tire brand do you guys like?
What the fuck kind of question is that?
Really, two of the people in here don't have cars, so
like, do you like them like Michelin tires?
Yeah, you don't need a car. You're in New York. In the U-Nork. Fuck.
U-Nork.
New York.
Have you been hitting too much of the sauce lately?
No, I have. I have a problem with words.
Are you sure it's with words?
I have a problem with.
How am I speaking more cohesive English?
Problem.
Yo, it was fucked up.
I have problem speaking. Sometimes they're really good. Sometimes the words flip themselves and the letters.
Sometimes words no good.
The letters move.
Diamond, did I send you the TikTok where the guy's talking to his dog?
No.
Oh my God.
Wait, what was that?
Wait, no. Brother's like a TikTok. It's the first time when you come home when you're high. It's like,
oh, yeah, like, yeah, I've seen that. Yeah.
The parents are speaking a different language. And he's like, where's Sparky? It's the dog. He's like on his all fours. Crawling over to the kid, and he's like, yo, what's up, bro? Let me holler.
You're high as fuck.
Oh, shit.
He's like, I'm a dog. I don't speak English. He's like, Mom.
It's yours.
What?
That's yours.
Remember, this is the one I bought for you?
Yeah, and
I bought this
for me. You. For me?
Let's also remember that I did technically pay full price, right? Even with taxes?
I don't fucking remember. That was a months ago before this shit happened, before the COVID-19 crisis.
Yeah.
2020. God, that's going to be weird in like 60 years.
Yeah.
Why just open it?
I thought you were going to have a shot for yourself.
It was.
Why not? Just, I mean.
Because my brain doesn't function right now.
Listen, just.
Half?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, you,
this is my life.
That's half.
You fucking mook.
Hey, Logan, how do you expect to get home?
Yeah, Logan, how do you expect to get home?
Via truck.
First of all, Logan, are you...
And also, you got to carry chocolate.
Come on, man.
It's not all natural chocolate.
It is. God damn, man.
Sorry.
He's spilling, like, for... I mean,
I didn't make that much of a mess. Hold on.
Like, Donovan, like, asks, can you only give me half?
Yeah.
Pours an
not only more than half, but spills over.
Spills over.
Gets it on the box, like the box of chocolate. He spills it on the table.
Don't get high off your own supply. It goes for bartenders too.
Jesus, dude. Are you going to spill the chicken too?
Oh, shit.
Well, goddamn, man. Like.
That's half.
God damn it.
I can't win.
He spilled it again.
Oh, shit. I didn't say anything. Oh, my God. I can't. I'm a klutz. Take the shot glass
and put it up your ass.
We're good with that.
How's the chocolate? Please don't put up a fucking box of cane. Jason,
man, this is gonna be a whiskey table.
You might have some whiskey chocolate bars later.
Some whiskey.
No, they're fine.
That's the worst combination.
To be straight in the box.
No, they are.
A manufacturing company.
To be
$50. It's not even wrapped.
It's wrapped.
To be honest.
Oh, okay. I paid $2 for a fucking chocolate bar. It's wrapped in paper.
I don't even know what's going on anymore.
I'm fine. I'm literally fine. I'm just the fucking klutz.
As he trips over a fucking cord. I'm fine. I'm just a klutz. Fucking trips over.
I did.
Yeah, that is right. You didn't.
Much. I was doing it as a joke, and then I like miscalculated.
But Jason, do you have anything left to plug?
Me?
Yeah, like, for example, what's that clothing company or that clothing brand, whatever fucking Instagram thing? You can plug that, I guess.
BTO Attire. I made a shirt brand with a bunch of my friends. We're just all for workout clothing, shirts like that. Got some cool designs. So BTO.attire on Instagram. Same thing on Twitter. If you want to buy a shirt, hit me up, I guess.
Now, by the way, next time you decide to offer that shit up, you should probably have us wait. We'd love to advertise you as a sponsor.
I will definitely be down.
But you gotta pay us.
Sure.
Like every like let's say
I buy you a fucking video game.
Let's say every 1,000 listens, which probably won't. Who knows when that ever happens. Every 1,000 listens, we get $50.
This much now.
How'd that sound?
Just put this somewhere else.
I didn't hear a no, so I guess every 1,000 listens, we'll get $15.
How awkward would it be if this entire podcast, Jason wasn't even included in the audio?
He should. That would be...
There's just a bunch of pauses for some reason. Just...
That is the scariest... That's the scariest thought you could have put in my head.
That would be the biggest waste of my time.
Is there...
It's pretty much a big waste of hours because we would have, like... Who knows
so
how long?
Time wasted.
Two hours of just talking to a fucking ghost.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Get ghosted.
But yeah, that was anything else you want to plug? You have your clothing with your friends.
Now. Yeah, Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York, open this shit up. I'm trying to go get a fucking haircut.
What about your Instagram website?
Donovan, you have anything?
Plug
that.
Wasn't there for that. I was spilling shit. He said, fuck that.
Donovan, do you want to plug anything, like Twitch?
Not as of the moment, because I still need to figure out some setup stuff.
Okay.
But once I get it all set and ready, definitely going to be plugging Twitch.
No, I don't want to plug.
Adam on Xbox.
Are you sure?
Are you?
No. What about, like, your gamer tag or something?
I don't need people knowing me.
I mean...
Blow up.
Your full name is...
Lock.
Don't you fucking dare.
Oh, he's already said it.
D.
He doesn't. People don't know how to spell it.
Yeah, they don't know how to spell it, but they'll figure it out probably.
Q R. Shut up. No one knows what you're saying. This is God.
This is God. And this is the end of the podcast. So, when in doubt,
this is the world's shortest podcast.
We are not good gods.
When in doubt. Pull out. Thank you for listening.
Cloud.
To the podcast.
He's away from his mic, but he's saying thank you for listening.
Have a good one, guys.